The Van Journey, when they first got started, I knew about them, and I did see some of their shows. They were more into a music-oriented fusion kind of in high energy, intense musical thing. And Greg Raleigh would sing some passages, and then they would go back into some musical movements, and many of them. And they were really strong in that. It was a very, very intense thing. And I did see them perform a few times. But I felt like, you know, that would be a great group to be in, because I thought I could add another side to it. And there was no doors to knock on, though, because, one, I didn't know where to go. And, two, they didn't look interested. They looked like they were pretty happy where they were, until I got a coincidental phone call from Columbia one time where they were thinking of signing a band I was in that accidentally didn't work out due to the death of one player in the group. A gentleman from CBS called me and says there's a group called Journey if they're looking for a vocalist, and maybe you might be interested. That he had suggested me to them, and they heard the tape and they, you know, wanted to check it out. So it worked out okay. I never really auditioned for the band, although they maybe never told me. I don't know. I did do some shows with them at the Waldorf. Maybe that was my audition. I never knew it. They were probably checking it out then, seeing what it was like. But at the time, I just felt that I was meant or led to believe that everything was groovy. We were having a band feeling. But it might have been an audition. Who knows? Probably was. Looks like I passed the audition. Future. What am I doing in the future? Another solo album, I know, is in the future. Things just ready to come out, and it's an infectious creative freedom I really, really have enjoyed, and I want to let it roll. I was supposed to reconvene in September and start talking about the material and what to do, and write a little bit, and possibly release next year around April, May.